Episode 1921, Finish the Work.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I hope you are ready to jump up and down. Get that joy flowing in your heart, because it's time for you to finish the work. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, twists and turns can take you to many places in life. Don't fall back into what you knew. Keep pressing forward to what's growing you. Finish the work. Most people look at their accomplishments in clusters. This is what I did during this time. And did you see what I did during that time? They clump it all together and give a summation of what they think they've done. If you've been successful for the most part, well, congratulations. You walk away with a smile. But for most, it's a slight disappointment for what wasn't accomplished, me included. It's the life of should-haves, would-haves, and could-haves. Why would you let your dreams and destiny lie in the wake of what could have, would have, and should have been? You are worth more than your losses. Did you hear me? You, my friend, are worth more than your losses. Your greatest factor is the spark within your heart. It's that gut-wrenching passion that doesn't go away. Now, it might fade a little depending on the season of life you're in. But remember this, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. Anaïs Nin, an American, French, Cuban essayist, says this: life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Finish the work. You've got what it takes. Don't look side to side to see who is watching. Keep your heart on the pulse of your dreams. What are your dreams? What is it that you so desire? Yeah, I know life is kind of uncertain right now. Maybe you feel a little overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. For this moment, right now, keep your heart on the pulse of your dreams. Zig Ziglar says this: people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Don't wait for motivation to strike. Create your now. You live up to your potential with each intentional action you take. Stretch yourself into becoming your best selfie. Let your dreams ride on what is possible. The opportunities await your actions. Take aim. Action ignites motivation and finish the work. So what do you want to do today that will open a door tomorrow? That's a tough question. That's one where you step back going, well, I don't know, because I'm just hoping to get dinner on the table in time. And have you seen the children? I'm trying to keep them organized. Oh, and wait, that linen closet? Oh, yeah, I still have one that needs cleaning. And it still sits there. But I want you to take all of that away for a moment. Just this moment. Put yourself in a box. If you have to, go to the bathroom and lock the door. What do you want to do today that will open a door tomorrow? Maybe you want to write. You want to be an author. You have a story to tell. Then go write. Sit down with a piece of paper. When the kids do their studies, you do yours too. You don't have to have this magic wand that all of a sudden gives you a book. First things first, write. Go write. Maybe you want a different career. You've been thinking about it, and now you've had plenty of time to think about it. And you're feeling this urge, like maybe this is the time to step out, to be bold. Then go build. Don't wait. Now, understand this. That doesn't give you permission to ruin your family's finances. I'm just saying. You got to have some common sense. So be careful in those steps that you take, but know that you can go build. but be smart about it. Maybe it's your marriage. And you're sitting here looking over at your spouse going, yeah, I think I knew you way back when. Now I think I kind of do. But I don't know, the kids are getting older and I just feel like we're growing apart. If you want to work on your marriage and you want to ignite the spark again, then go love. What do you want to do today that will open a door tomorrow? Maybe it's relationships. Maybe you've been just kind of wondering with all this stuff that's going on. You're thinking, man, I really need to mend some bridges. Then go forgive. What do you want to do today that will open a door tomorrow? Only you can answer that question. Chew on it today. Because I promise you, God's got something extraordinary planned for your life. You may not be able to see the whole picture. I get it. But every single step that you take is a new puzzle piece in your journey. Why would you want that to go to the wayside? Why would you want to have an unfinished puzzle? Have you ever gone to the garage sales and bought that puzzle for a dollar? Oh, maybe better yet, 50 cents. Okay, maybe nowadays with inflation, maybe it's $5. But back when I went garage sailing, I could get 100 or 1,000 piece puzzle for a dollar. You go and buy it brand new? Oh yeah, you're paying what? Somewhere in the $20 to $30 range, especially if they're the really nice ones with beautiful pictures and landscapes, maybe even words. But oh man, that garage sale one looks awesome. So I would buy them. We would do the puzzles. And then guess what? There's that one cotton picking puzzle piece that's missing. It's not the same, is it? It doesn't look right. You look on the cover of the box and you're like, something's missing. You've got to be willing to finish the work. And that means taking a step every single day. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 11 says this, "Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means." Be explosive and decisive in your daily actions. Awaken the dream within and feel the pulse of courage through your veins. This is the time to create your now. Go and finish the work. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.